All right, it is time for the Monday edition of Boots and Salutes, and you're first up. Go ahead.
Good day. I'd like to salute the people of Blaine Lake and area getting ready for the self-guided tour, the 1240 tour this coming weekend. Have a good job and good luck, guys.
Thank you for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I have a couple of salutes. I would like to salute the staff, volunteers, actors, and all those involved in the production of Prairie Nurses at the Station Arts in Rostern. We had lots of good laughs.
I heard that it was a fantastic show. As a matter of fact, my wife took it in, and she said she laughed and laughed and laughed.
Yes, it was great. And then my second one is to the entertainers on stage at the Bac de Patoche on Saturday, especially Ray St. Germain.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
Our phone lines are open at 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727 if you'd like to give us a call toll-free. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Oh, good morning. Yes, I have a kind of a, I don't know how to put it, a mixed boot and a salute. Well, yeah, I guess a salute for the ones. My complaint is the fact that if they can have or try to have helmets when you're wearing on bikes, I think they should also have helmets with the ones who are on skateboards. And I really think that they should be enforced, because last night I seen a young man was on the bike, and it was pretty pathetic what I had seen, pretty saddening. So I think they should have that enforced. That's my boot.
Okay.
Please enforce it. It's safety reasons, and if, and your head injury, whatever. Safety is concerns.
Gotcha. And you had a salute?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, salute to the ones who have the common sense to wear one.
All right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I want to salute the city of Saskatoon and their Department of Roadways or whatever for paving Dieppe Street. It really is great to have that done. And I want to boot those young fellers that think now that it is a raceway. We had another demonstration here last night about 8 o'clock with about a 100-kilometer-an-hour race going on. Time that the police enforce a little speed on it. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute my grandson, Ashton Hardy, a AA tier boy at Eston, Saskatchewan, for getting silver in fastball.
All right. Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I think all kitty cats and dogs should wear helmets.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I have a boot for the city of Saskatoon who put a fire hydrant on my property. I do not think that is legal. Thank you.
All right. You can also have your say on our website, cjwwradio.com. The question, and have your say on this, the new campaign, Love Food, Hate Waste, is being launched, offering tips to help avoid overpurchasing and therefore throwing out food. And so the question is, do you regularly find yourself throwing out food? And 67% say no. They are more efficient than that, while 33% admit to, yes, tossing out a significant amount of food. And can find out more about that campaign, Love Food, Hate Waste. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I would like to salute the Bezant Gospel Jamboree that was down by Moose Jaw on the weekend. We went on Saturday, and it was all very, very nice. And then last night when we were coming home out of Outlook, there was this strange thing in the sky, and I just wondered if anybody else saw it. It sort of didn't move very fast, and it was quite, I said, I don't believe in UFOs, but it was an unidentified object, so that's what I wondered, if anybody else seen it.
All right, well, if they did, give us a call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute the Munster Red Sox Bantam baseball team. They won silver in Macklin yesterday.
All right, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Regarding that story on the weekend over the man in his traditional robes, I'm assuming he was a Muslim gentleman that was attacked by almost hit by a truck, and then people throwing bricks through his window. I'd like to boot the disgusting scum that did this. We need to clean our streets up, obviously.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute all my NDP friends. Thank you.
Some of the other things that might be weighing on your mind, our mayor, Charlie Clark, going to miss today's council meeting. He is participating in the leadership workshop down in New York, the Bloomberg Harvard City Leadership Initiative. And some people were talking about, well, number one, all the expenses are paid by the Horst organization, so it doesn't cost we taxpayers anything. But the mayor will be absent from a couple of significant decisions today, such as whether or not to close 9th Street and how to manage the ride-sharing companies, Lyft and Uber. Mayors from cities right across the globe will be attending this conference. Maybe you have some thoughts on that. The carbon tax rebellion grows. Saskatchewan, Ontario, Prince Edward Island, all in. A couple of the maritime provinces like Newfoundland and Labrador and New Brunswick are leaning that way. And FIBA 3x3 basketball tournament. Another hit in downtown Saskatoon. The home team made the top four finish. They lost the semifinal to the ultimate winner from Serbia. So it was a huge success, and it's coming back again next year. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'd just like to salute all my conservative friends across the country.
All right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hello. I got a boot and a salute. I went back in motion last week. Really good show and everything, but you get to the beer gardens, and they all got Alberta beer in there. We got to start supporting our local brewers. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute France for winning the World Cup and need another beer.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to salute Chase Burke for winning the Shaunavon CCA Rodeo in the Saddle Bronc. Thanks.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to boot the guys, the people that will not move over when there's an ambulance coming up behind them. It's happened twice to me on 219 Highway. These guys just will not get over. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your call. 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Still a couple of minutes here on Boots and Salutes. Also want to send a shout out and a great job. The Farm and Food Care Chef Series at Taste of Saskatchewan was won yesterday by Dana Chartoff. For the third time, she beat Darren Craddock in the final. Plus, when I was hosting one of the competitions earlier this week, Dana happened to stop by, and she took part in the canola oil toss, where you flip a bottle of canola oil in the air. It has to rotate at least once and then land upright, kind of like a PG version of Flippy Cups. Anyway, Dana claims she was a star at this in college, and you know what? She proved to be very, very accurate in that. She won, hands down. So Dana had herself a good run. And the Chef Series at Taste of Saskatchewan is all about local products and eating locally. And it's just it's an awesome program. So congratulations to Dana for winning that again. And that wraps up this Monday morning edition of Boots and Salutes. Same time, same place tomorrow.